Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A Navy JAG, which means you advised on the law of armed conflict. With Israel about to launch this invasion of Gaza, I wonder what you would advise them in terms of distinguishing between legitimate targets and civilians.
Well, one, Israel has a right to defend itself to the hilt, and that means the complete elimination of Hamas, the eradication of their terrorist infrastructure. Israel has put out warnings to civilians about where Israel's going to conduct operations and has told civilians there to leave the area. Hamas is telling those civilians to stay in the area. So they're using the civilians as human shields. So of course, when you're in war, you want to avoid that. But if there are civilian casualties, that's the fault of Hamas. That's not going to be the fault of Israel.
Yeah, all of that is correct. And yet at the same time, it's worth noting that there are still restraints on what Israel can do in response. It's not, he says to the hilt, that's, that's not a legal term of art. Of course, he would know as a lawyer, former lawyer for the SEAL teams. And, Margaret Brennan is trying to get him, I think she's trying to get him to, you know, weigh in on the pending conflict in Gaza, you know, that Israel's getting ready to invade. But invade is not the right term. I mean, it's their own land, right? But, you know, whatever. Getting ready to move in with force like they have not moved in a long time. And she's trying to get him to say something that's going to put him at odds with the Israelis or with the conservative base here that supports Israel or at odds with, you know, like the law of war that he is certainly well studied on. And the problem is, like, he knows more about this than she does. So she's trying to, like, trap an expert. You know, just kind of a weird vibe to me. But I wanted to give you a chance to hear, because this is on Face the Nation yesterday with our governor, of course.
But would you advise, for example, the Israeli military to avoid attacking infrastructure to provide water and electricity as they have done?
Well, Margaret, the Hamas is holding people hostage still. You have Israelis being held hostage as well as Americans being held hostage.
I understand.
I don't think they're under an obligation to be providing water and these utilities while those hostages are being held. Hamas should return those hostages before any discussions are had. And it's a disgrace what they're doing, and Israel has every right to use all the pressure that they can to get those people back.
So you remember in Die Hard, you know, when the police are going into Nakatomi Plaza and the FBI shows up on the scene, what do? They cut the power to the building, right? And, of course, that was all part of Hans Gruber's plan, right? His plan was for them to cut the power so that they could get into the vault. But the point is that when you're in a negotiating situation or a use of force situation, you make things uncomfortable. If that's the appropriate strategy, you make things uncomfortable on the people in there. So they're making things uncomfortable on Hamas, right? The people who remain. And they have said, move to the south. If you look at, you know, the Gaza Strip on a map, there's a line across the middle, and Israel has said, go south of there if you don't want to die. And 600,000 civilians have moved out of the way because they know to take this threat seriously. They've got the, you know, the tanks are ready, and the, you know, the paladins are ready, and the planes are ready, and the troops are ready, and they're getting to come in, you know. So the only question is when and in exactly what way. So she's trying to get him again to, you know, kind of criticize them. And he's explaining why, you know, it's actually OK what they're doing. It makes sense.
There are 2.3 million people living in Gaza. Collective punishment is something you support?
It's not collective punishment. Hamas is the one that is creating this predicament. Hamas is the one who always uses civilian targets to conduct operations. And we dealt with this some in Iraq, where Al-Qaeda in Iraq would commandeer mosques. So under normal circumstances, of course, you don't target a religious institution. But if you have terrorist groups that are converting that in to a base of operations, then you absolutely treat that as military targets. But that's because Hamas is making those decisions to convert that infrastructure into the use for terrorist purposes.
That's exactly right. They, the things that you would normally try hard not to destroy or kill are exactly the things that, because of that reluctance and because of the virtue and the rules that Israel and the United States will follow in warfare, they are trying to use that very morality against us. That's the whole concept of human shields. That's the concept of terrorism, is to deliberately try to go contrary to everything, you know, violate the rules yourself and then use the unwillingness to violate those rules against your enemy, right? That's what makes them so wicked. So, you know, and she's even bringing up the question of like, well, you know, what about all of the Americans that are being held hostage? Again, this number that they have at CBS of 500 to 600, I don't know where that number comes from for Americans, because everybody else is reporting about 150. But okay, just so you know.
Is there any caution you would give to the Israeli military? Would you ask, for example, the prime minister to hold off until the 500 to 600 Americans who are trapped in Gaza manage to get out?
Well, look, I think that that's something in terms of those that, of course, you would have discussions with. We would be willing to do, if I was president, apply resources to be able to help any American who is either being captured or in harm's way. I would note, I, as governor of Florida, have actually launched flights to bring Americans home from the war zone now. We're going to have the first flights landing in Florida today. We're going to bring hundreds of people back from Israel to the state of Florida, and they've had trouble dealing with the federal government. So, of course, that's an important thing that you want to consider.
Absolutely. All on point. 7:15 on News Radio 92.3. Jake is in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives.
Looking pretty good. We have Highway 90 in the Brandywood area as you're going by the Beulah Church. It looks like it's slow in both directions. I don't see an accident, but just please use caution in that area. Everything else is looking good, though. This traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits will help you with planning your business benefits. So let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. If you have any traffic tips, please text them in 437-1620 or call 262-6111. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or maybe wondering whether now is the time to acquire a rental or to size up or size down, or what, you know, whatever your interest is, you call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty and get good insight, good perspective. And, you know, one of the things, I don't know, I tell you so many different stories that I know about her and her team because they just are amazing. But to me, it's the little things extra that you know they will do to make sure that the sale goes all the way through or that the purchase goes all the way through. You know, it's silly stuff almost. Like, you know, there's some nail holes left in the wall and it's going to be the closing is tomorrow and those have to get fixed. Christina has done that herself, you know, okay. Another gal that she works with, there is a review online about how, you know, she handled the storm shutter because there was some weird issue with the storm shutter. This is after the sellers had already moved out of the area. That was the client. And, you know, the assistant just took care of that. Not assistant, but the other realtor just took care of that. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens all the time. You know, sight unseen purchases. I know Christina works with a lot of military families that are elsewhere transferring here. She'll work with people entirely on social media, get them into a home they've never been in. Why? Because she gets it, and she understands where they're at and wants to help people solve these problems. So Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158, or just look them up online at Christina Leavenworth. 717 here on News Radio 92.3. I wanted to give you just a couple more of these comments by Governor DeSantis, because I thought it was a very good, extensive interview, even though, as I said, I thought that what Margaret Brennan was kind of trying to do was, like, trip him up, you know, which is just, that's a dumb way to do journalism. You know, I don't mind challenging somebody, disagreeing with them, even for the point of making a conversation. But, you know, I'd do that. But I never am trying to trip people up. You know what I mean? Like, that just seems, and it winds up making you look petty when you do petty things like this. OK, she played a clip from him from Saturday as a don't you know kind of thing. This is you'll hear.
We cannot accept people from Gaza into this country as refugees. I am not going to do that. If you look at how they behave, not all of them are Hamas, but they are all anti-Semitic.
I'm sure you know all Arabs are Semites, but how...
Okay. Yes, technically correct, okay? But language evolves, okay? And so saying that some Arabs, and particularly Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, are anti-Semitic... What you mean is anti-Jewish, but we've adopted the word anti-Semitic. That's just what the word gets used for. That's a really dumb thing to, like, well, I'm sure that you know that it's anti-Semitic. You know, the Palestinians are Semitic. Margaret. Margaret, dear.
But how can you paint with such a broad brush to say 2.3 million people are anti-Semitic?
Well, first of all, my position is very clear. Those Gaza refugees, Palestinian Arabs, should go to Arab countries. The U.S. should not be absorbing any of those.
That was what he was saying.
To be clear about that, not everyone's a member of Hamas. Most probably aren't, but they did elect Hamas.
In 2006, and then the military occupation happened after that, where they went in and haven't allowed elections since 2007. So in 2006, there was an election.
I know, but there was a lot of celebrating of those attacks in the Gaza Strip by a lot of those folks who were not Hamas.
That's right. And by the way, maybe let the governor answer the question.
But if you look at their education system, this has been an issue for a long time. They teach kids to hate Jews. The textbooks do not have Israel even on the map. They prepare very young kids to commit terrorist attacks. So I think it's a toxic culture. And I think if we were to import large numbers of those to the United States, I think it would increase anti-Semitism in this country, and I think it would increase anti-Americanism in this country. And that's something, after seeing those demonstrations pop up in our country, just with blood still flowing amongst Israeli citizens over the weekend, you had people taking to the streets cheering on the barbarism of Hamas in our own country. That was a chilling thing to see, and I don't think that that's something that we should ever think is acceptable.
Right, right. And she did agree with him about that at the very least. The last comment on this from Governor DeSantis yesterday is just, you know, again, I understand the value of, you know, having a little bit of conflict, a little bit of disagreement on the radio or on the TV. But it just, I don't respect an awful lot of people in my industry. Can I just tell you the truth? There's a lot of people who do, you know, news, radio, TV, you know, print reporting. Yeah, I mean, y'all should be better. I mean, and I know a lot of people are very good, and and there are a lot of very good, but there's also a lot who I'm like, you know, you got promoted just one level too far. You know, so I don't know. I get frustrated because I think, like, I remember a time when news was better. I remember a time when the hosts were better, when the maybe I didn't know as much, and maybe I was just, you know, less aware of where they should be, but it just, it's like, come on, people, you can do this better. Anyway, the kind of parting comment here from Governor DeSantis.
I think the history of the last 75 years, Israel's always been willing to take tough steps for peace, and they've always had rejection on the other side, and the other side has typically chosen war. So that's the cycle. So I would not push Israel to grant statehood to people that don't recognize their right to exist as a Jewish state.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, you put it on the map, you teach the kids, and you put it in writing. Then we'll talk. Then we'll talk about meaningful relations. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
National Bosses Day. This is a day for employees to thank their bosses for being kind and fair to them throughout the year. Sounds like a great day, right? Well, some people have opposed this day, saying, and I quote, "It's nothing more than a meaningless Hallmark holiday that places unfair pressure on employees to kowtow to managers who exercise power over them," end quote. Can you believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, if you oppose showing your boss appreciation for your job, I suggest that you don't deserve your job. Well-known political pundit Ben Shapiro often states that the best form of charity is to hire someone and provide a job for them. I completely agree with Shapiro, and not only that, the Bible agrees with Shapiro. If you have a job, rejoice in God's provision for you and take time to show appreciation to the boss that is over you in the Lord.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Celtic Angels Christmas captivates audiences of all ages with the magic of Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas.
Celtic Angels Christmas features five beautiful women with glorious harmonies combined with the stunning dance routines of the Celtic Nye dancers. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music like nothing you've seen before as Celtic Angels Christmas carries you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Celtic Angels Christmas coming to the Pensacola Sanger Theater Friday, November 24th. Tickets available online or at the Sanger box office.
Beachoween is back on Friday from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate Beachoween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 on Friday. It's Beachoween.
Trick or treat!
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going to tell you something. Somebody messes with me, I'm going to mess with him.
Getting some good texts in here from folks talking about the news and who reports it and how accurately or not they report it. And somebody says, that, you know, look, I remember a time when you could just trust the news. Same. Yeah, same. For truthful reporting instead of sensationally reporting. That's another issue. In my industry, there's an awful lot of people who think that, you know, you got to make it more. You got to amp it up. You got to juice it up. Which in a commercial endeavor, you know, the reality is that people seem to like that, you know, selling anger, selling fear, things I really try hard not to do on this show. You know, try to sell you a little bit of hope and happiness, you know, and truth, okay? The other one, somebody said, you know, it's as if journalists or journalism is what people go into because they have an agenda. You know, like journalists see themselves as activists. And that's, I hadn't been thinking about it quite that same way, but yeah, you know, seems like you maybe used to go into journalism because you wanted to understand the world and explain it to people, you know, and you love truth, and that was important to you, as opposed to being an activist. Now, I will tell you, I am not technically a journalist in the sense that, you know, I try to be, like, neutral on things. You know, that's not true. I am news and also opinion, okay? But for me, I would feel embarrassed to hold an opinion if I were not certain that it was rooted in the truth, right? You're like, it's more important to me to get the facts right than to have the opinion be, you know, right or entertaining or anything like that. So I will, and if, you know, if I make an opinion is based on a thing that turns out to be true, false, I will change that opinion and I will apologize for it. 437-1620, Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Looking pretty good out there. Earlier, Highway 90 in the Brandywood area was getting a little congested, but that looks okay now. Highway 29 and 90, I-10 and I-110, all checking in clear. This traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. And by the way, I know sometimes people get confused about my role. Not you. I mean, I know y'all, but sometimes I've heard that, you know, well, is it news or is it opinion? Uh-huh. Yeah, and I even back when I was a philosopher, you know, when I was teaching philosophy, I always told my students, like, I don't want to pretend that I'm going to be some super unbiased, neutral presenter of things. I don't think that somebody who's an expert should be neutral, because you can fake neutrality and lie in the process. You know, like if the truth is 70 or 80% on one side, okay, and you pretend that it's a 50-50 fight, you're lying. I mean, what's the point of having expertise if you don't also tell people, and here's where I think the answer is? You know, so I actually think that this notion of news as not picking a side is, in a way, problematic, because it's like you're pretending that both sides are equal, and both sides are often not equal. Now, it's your duty to present as much truth as you can, but, you know, sometimes, you know, in the interest of balance, right, you can present something and make it seem like there's no clear answer, when the answer is super clear. 728 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected tomorrow at noon. Congressional correspondent Julie Sirkin says Jim Jordan's chances of becoming Speaker are uncertain.
The conservative Republican who was chosen behind closed doors by his colleagues to be their Speaker designee is about 50-plus votes short to get the gavel on the floor.
And House Democratic Whip Catherine Clark does say the vote will happen. The House now has been without a Speaker for nearly 2 weeks. And Taylor Swift's Eras Tour topped the weekend box office. Also set an opening week record for a concert film, made an estimated $97 million.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Yeah, huge weekend for Taylor Swift. And she was on SNL briefly. And Travis Kelce wanted that. I want to SNL briefly. And that was already too much for me, just personally. And I know we're dwelling on this topic a little bit, but I just think it's important for you to know. This is a little bit more about me than about my industry, but like, we sometimes replay taped interviews, or I will play an interview that I have taped with somebody ahead of time. I tell you that. I tell you it's on tape or it's on recorded instead of live. Why? Because it would, to me, be a lie not to. You know what I mean? Like, that level, and giving credit, you know, if, and I don't do it all the time with the national sources, but anybody locally who, you know, reported a story, I want to give them credit for it. Why? Because that's all part of doing your job, to be honest and give credit where it's due and to encourage people who are doing good work, and just kind of that whole solar system of things around appropriate news reporting.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The White House says President Biden's postponing today's trip to Colorado. He'll stay at the White House for national security meetings instead. 10 days into Israel's war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's back in Israel after meetings with Arab leaders.
There's a determination in every country I went to make sure that this conflict doesn't spread.
Secretary Blinken yesterday in Egypt. There's a hearing today about whether the judge in former President Trump's federal election conspiracy case should impose a gag order.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's office cites the former president's social media posts that have attacked the judge, likely witnesses, lawyers, and others involved in the case, saying it undermines the public's confidence in the justice system and could taint the jury pool. Lawyers for the former president have called the proposal unconstitutional censorship.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. That trial is scheduled to start March 4th. Judge Tanya Chutkan has said she could move it up if the inflammatory statements continue. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3, and it feels like fall out there right now. 49 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. An arrest has been made in the shooting that happened on North Haines Street last week. PPD says 28-year-old Michael Henderson Jr. has been charged with attempted murder. That happened last Friday when PPD said a woman was shot. Now, the victim has not been identified so far. Officers do say Henderson was arrested on Sunday and taken into custody in the Mayfair area. Right now, no word on the current condition of that victim. Well, there's fewer lifeguards on Pensacola Beach today. They've shifted over to the winter staffing levels. That means lifeguard towers are going to be removed from some parts of the beach until next spring. Lifeguards will be keeping a presence, though, on Casino Beach, and they'll have patrols throughout other parts of the beach through the winter season. Now, if you're interested in becoming a lifeguard for next year, they are holding tryouts in December. You can get more information on that at the county website, myascambia.com. The annual Soul Bowl Crosstown Rivalry youth football game was held at Blue Wahoo Stadium over the weekend. Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May has been part of that event for several years. He says their goal is to build unity among the kids.
We had just a lot of violence. It was East Side, West Side kids who had played together in the Soul Bowl who were shooting each other. So we brought this to symbolize that we can work together.
And that event's now been going on for 30 years now. It'll be back again next year. Annual state park passes and hunting and fishing licenses are on a pretty big discount right now, 50% for the rest of the year. That's thanks to an order from Governor Ron DeSantis. The half-off discount is good for the annual, the five-year, or the lifetime gold sportsman hunting and fishing license through FWC. Also good for annual state park passes through the Division of Environmental Protection. And you can purchase those passes and licenses online. Just go to the appropriate state website. For the park passes, you can also go to, I believe it's Big Lagoon State Park here to get those. A program hosted by Rotary International introduced grade schoolers here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties to STEM-related educational programs recently. The event was for area fourth graders who were introduced to math, science, technology, and other educational programs. Rotary representatives say showing kids these programs will give them an opportunity to better understand opportunities in the future. The students had a chance to learn about 3D printers, robotics, and other high-tech items as well. Last year, the Escambia County School Board voted to suspend the district's tobacco-free hiring policy as they struggled to fill vacant positions in the district. This week, they'll decide whether that policy should be reinstated or the suspension continued.
Under the current climate of what everybody's dealing with all across the nation of staff shortages, it's probably very prudent to extend it. It may not be that we extend it again, but you know, is there additional cost? Potentially, yes. It's hard to identify those, but we know they're there.
Kevin Windham is the school district director of risk management. He tells board members that there's really no way to tell whether the suspension has had any impact on the district's hiring, as they don't ask about tobacco use during job interviews. But they'll vote on whether to continue that policy suspension at Tuesday's regular board meeting. It is 7:35 right now at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
I-10 eastbound before Highway 29 is starting to slow down, seeing some congestion there. I don't have an accident reported just yet, but if you have any traffic tips, please text or call on in 262-6111, or you can text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a chilly start to the day today. Temperatures warming up near 68 degrees in the afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, the cool weather continues, dropping into the 40s, 49 degrees for your low. For Tuesday, sunny skies with a high near 71. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 54 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 49 in Pensacola, 50 in Gulf Breeze, and 48 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Starboard Value has built a stake in News Corp, and the activist shareholder plans to push for strategic and governance changes at the Wall Street Journal parent. Starboard believes News Corp, one of the two arms of Rupert Murdoch's media empire, trades at a significant discount to its fair market value due to its conglomerate structure. Starboard plans to recommend News Corp spin off its digital real estate division, which includes a stake in Australian online property site operator REA Group and Realtor.com parent Move Incorporated. Tickets for the Phillies home games in their National League Championship Series against the Diamondbacks are setting records. Secondary market site TicketIQ says the average price at Citizens Bank Park for the series is an all-time high of $1,488, surpassing last year's cost by a wide margin. Tickets for the Diamondbacks home games in the series cost just $631. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting hungry. What do you want to eat?
Let me check out that foodies page that I follow.
Let's see, it says for sure, Scenic 90 Cafe, great for homestyle cooking.
Oh, Scenic 90 Cafe is a retro 50s-inspired diner. It has breakfast, lunch, dinner, one of those old-school soda fountain dessert bars, and everything's made from scratch in-house.
Happy hour specials, food, wine, and beer every Tuesday through Thursday, and specials on oysters and bubbles on Fridays.
Scenic 90 Cafe, for 24 years on Scenic Highway, just a few doors down from Agape Bistro and Garden. Visit Scenic 90 Cafe, online at scenic90cafe.com.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. All right, Jake, you ready to play a game? Ready to have some fun? Ready to get involved?
Yes, I've been waiting all morning.
Jake's sitting in for candy this morning. This story, it's now a little bit old, but it was interesting, and I thought it was fascinating to me. I saw this it's been sitting in my show prep for like 2 weeks, and I have not had a chance to do this. The new words being added to the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. So we're going to find out how in touch you are with the new lingo and what the kids are saying. How old you kids?
You got some new jive?
How old are your kids?
Nah, I've got one fur baby, and he is 4.
Oh, all right. So he's not speaking any new words whatsoever. All right. So we got 700 new words.
Whoa.
690 new words coming into the language, according to Merriam-Webster. And, of course, they don't ever put words in unless they're already in use in some sense, right? Okay. They're recognizing, not creating.
Okay.
All right. So bussin' tables, you know bussin' tables,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bussin' as a phrase. You want to take a stab at this one? Take any guess? Any guess whatsoever? You might say it of a thing. That's bussin'.
That's bussin'.
If I say it like that, what does it sound like? Delicious.
Oh, bussin'.
Apparently comes from Black English. So, you know, something's bussin'. It's that's your can sound cooler than you are one today if you say, "Oh man, it's bussin'." Doggo.
Doggo. No, is that like
dog? It's boring.
Just dog.
I've heard my kids do this one. Goated. You know what a goat is?
Right. Not greatest of all time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So goated might mean as a verb.
You've been bested. You've been had.
The other way around. You're making something be the best or something is the best. Like, you know, you might say that some player, Roger Federer, is goated because they're being recognized for it, is the idea.
Oh.
Mid. Something is mid.
Just average?
There
mediocre?
You go. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's so-so.
Ding. Do we have a little ding sound?
If you want to play it, you know, you find
it.
It's sort of meh. You know, it's a little bit. It's okay. It's not great. It's Goldilocks' happy zone. It's mid. Nerf. Now, you know Nerf the toys.
Right.
Obviously,
yes.
The balls and the, you know, the spongy darts and all that kind of stuff. But to nerf something, take a stab. You got anything for me on this one?
Make it soft? I don't know.
Close.
Okay.
Close.
All
okay.
Right.
Nerfing is when you take something that's like in a video game overpowered or highly capable and is to make it less effective. So to make it less useful or like to kind of, I guess you nerf somebody in a race like you're playing Mario Kart and you bump them, you nerf them.
Yeah.
So nerfing is kind of like adding safety equipment basically or making something less cool than it is. You downgraded it in capability. It was OP, it was overpowered, and now it's been nerfed.
So you're decreasing their mana points and maybe eliminating their intimidating shout feature.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Well done. NGL is an acronym.
MGL.
N as in Nancy. Not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, NGL, which I would, you know, just to tell the truth or whatever. Okay, quiet quit. You've heard this one before. That's when you leave a job by staying in the job and doing the least amount necessary.
Yes.
Quiet breakup. This is not officially a Merriam-Webster one, but this is one I was reading about yesterday. You ever heard of the quiet breakup?
I've been quietly broken up with, so I'm familiar with this. I knew it before I read the term.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And what does it mean?
Well, you call and they're like, oh, yeah. And they're just totally, you know, just not there. And they're looking for somebody else. And they're just kind of stringing you along until it's time to just not answer your calls anymore.
There you go. They stay. They don't end the relationship, but they're not really in the relationship anymore. And they don't tell you that they're not in the relationship anymore. And this goes along with gaslighting, because what happens is they're unwilling to break up for whatever problem reasons that they have in their own head, that they're unwilling to actually do that difficult thing. And so what happens over time is you start to doubt yourself. Like, is there something wrong with me? Why am I crazy? Are they not answering? What are they not doing? You know, and so you get gaslit into believing that you're the problem when really they're the problem and have already made the decision. And then you feel bad for breaking up with them and all that. Okay. Raz, you know that for, like, you know, making fun of somebody but Riz is a different one. What does Riz mean?
Sky Rizzy?
No, close though. No. Well done. Rizza, Ed, Rizza, Riz. Red, Rizza, whatever the stupid name of that thing is.
Riz. I have no idea.
If you have Riz, that might mean that hotties are into you because you have romantic appeal or charm.
Oh.
So, you know, somebody calls us the Riz Bros, they're probably being sarcastic. 437-1620. Thirst Trap, you might have heard this. This is not that new, but Thirst Trap is...
like a bar?
It's more of like, it's something that's designed to attract you and make you want it and overly desirable and, you know, kind of like because you're thirsty, you know, you're into the thing. let's see. Simp. Yeah, I know. This one's kind of, you got to know it or not know it. To show excessive devotion or longing for someone or something. So you're kind of a...
oh, sympathetic.
Well, S-I-M-P, I don't know where it really comes from. I guess it's, I don't know, simpleton or, you know, blind follower or something like that. I'm trying to, there's other words I'm trying to think of that would, sycophant would be kind of the best word that I don't imagine people who are innovating our language are using all that often. Right. Let's see. We said Boston already, did that one. And then there's a couple more, just a couple more. One is Doom Scroll. This might be my favorite one. Doom Scroll. Do you know Doom Scrolling?
I do.
What is that?
I do. Well, like at 3 a.m. in the morning when you're sitting there scrolling on your phone and you're just feeling worse and worse about your life and the world and the state that it's in.
You're listening to a guy talk on the radio about all the words you've never heard before. No, but doom scrolling, yeah, it's like you're swipe up and, that's even worse. No. Ah.
Oh, no.
Ah. Yep. Right? If what you keep getting is that negative reaction, just, you know, maybe it's time to, well, like different things and then their algorithm will adapt to you. But, yeah. And then the last one. Oh, no, sorry. I had two more. One, maybe three more. We'll see. Edgelord.
Mm.
Edgelord is somebody who makes dark and exaggerated comments online with the intent of shocking people. So, like,
a troll?
Not trolling, but kind of being on the edge of acceptability in terms of, or outrageousness or something like that is how I understand it.
It's a respectable troll.
Yeah, that right. Like, not so much attacking a person as just kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit. Kayfabe. I'm probably pronouncing this one wrong. I should get David involved in this one. David, you want to weigh in on this one? This is all, you know all about this one.
Kayfabe?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah. Is that it? Do you know this one?
Oh, yeah. That is, is this in reference
yes,
to professional
it
wrestling?
Is. It
okay,
is.
Yeah, uh-huh. So
that's why I brought you in, because I knew you'd know.
Right, so that's back in the olden days when they maintained that it was real, and they went to every effort to do that. The bad guys only rode with the bad guys. The good guys rode with the good guys. They maintained it outside of their shows.
Living the lie outside of the environment or milieu in order to perpetuate the facade or the fable or the whatever. Now, I'm not implying there's anything fake about wrestling. Neither are you.
That's right. No, that's right. But, no, of course not. It's still real to me.
So the play acting involved in maintaining kayfabe is the idea. Although it wouldn't be just to wrestling, but it could be to anything. And then last one, this might be my other favorite, is the kiss and cry. You know what the kiss and cry is?
No.
That's the area in the skating rink where the skaters wait for their the results after performing a competition, because that's where they kiss and cry.
That's great.
So there you go. Now you're all caught up on all the language. Not all of them. There are 682 more or whatever, but still, you got some of them anyway. 747. Yes, David, you wanted to say? Oh, you look like you're getting ready. All right. Jake has got our traffic for us. Jake?
I'm still trying to make fetch happen, so
fetch is not going to happen. Stop trying.
Come on. All right, so I-10 eastbound, starting around the Cracker Barrel. I know everybody knows where that is. Before Highway 29, it's getting really slow and congested there, so I'm going to keep looking at the traffic cams, see what's going on. But that's about all we're showing so far. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 850-250-3756. If you have any traffic info to report on, you can call 2626-111 or text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
That is so fetch.
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Hey, if you if you have any kind of a hardware need, you got a home repair or improvement that you're working on, and or you know, not so much maybe that you need supplies, although true, maybe safety equipment, but also just to, like, advice. And the advice I was given years ago from a boss in radio that I really respected, he always said, Andrew, the only time I want you to come to me and ask me for my advice is when you're not sure what to do, or when you are, which means always ask for advice. And same thing at Pensacola Hardware is, you know, you can always ask. And, you know, if there's something that you've never done before and you're just sure you know how to do it, look, ask them. And it'll either be you're right, in which case, cool, easy, you know, no big deal. Or, no, sir, let's not do it that way. And it will save you inconvenience, time, having to do it again the right way, all of that stuff. So you go to Pensacola Hardware and you ask questions. And, of course, they have all kinds of stuff. I mean, honestly, it's a date in itself just to go and see the place because it's amazing. You won't believe it if you've never been there. But seriously, go there and ask them their opinion. They know. They've been doing it for a long time. The institution has been around since 1851, older than the Civil War, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
I told you we'd have more tickets to give away, and we do have some more to give away. I've got FSU versus Duke. That's against the Duke Blue Devils coming up this Saturday. That'll be a fun game. That's at the Doak, October 21st. You can be caller number two right now at 437-1620. Win a pair of tickets. Watch the Seminoles take on the Duke Blue Devils this Saturday at Doak Campbell Stadium. 437-1620. Caller number two. Call now.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chief, you can take this job and you can shovel it.
Even world leaders who could be making it better are making it worse. For example, former President Trump went out of his way to praise the terrorist group Hezbollah, calling them, quote, very smart. Though in Trump's defense, he thinks Hezbollah is the genie from Aladdin.
So Saturday Night Live was back. Pete Davidson was pretty funny. I can't play most of what he did in his monologue on the air. Sorry about that. I can't play most of what he did. So, you know, that's okay. You don't have to take my word for it. He was funny, if you don't mind R-rated humor. On the other hand, the weekend, and I, you know what? I made the classic blunder. I watched sketches other than Weekend Update. I did. I watched the and if you liked it, that's great. But the Barbie sketch, I did not find entertaining. Apparently, other people did, and that's fine. You know, that's fine. Everybody's got different tastes. I'm just, for me, I watched the opening sketch, which was not a sketch. It was just Pete Davidson being sincere, and I thought very well done. I watched the monologue, and if it's funny, that's good. And then I watch Weekend Update. And I've learned over the years that if I watch anything else, unless like something else might percolate up, you know, like you see it all over, and oh, that was actually funny. Okay, I'll go back. But typically, I'm very, very unimpressed with most of what's happened. But the Weekend Update is the one part that is usually pretty funny.
LaFonza Butler was sworn in as California's newest senator, becoming the first openly black woman in Congress. You mean second, said George Santos.
The only thing about, it's a funny joke. The only thing about it is he botched the line. It's the openly gay black woman in Congress. You mean second, said George Santos. That's too bad because it's a good line.
Playboy has cut ties with porn star Mia Khalifa after she expressed support for Hamas. See, Lauren, I was Googling her for work.
Oh, man.
In a new interview, Jada Pinkett Smith reveals that she and husband Will Smith have actually been separated since 2016. Ironically, after he suggested that she should star in G.I. Jane 2.
And one more, because we got to get Colin Jost in here.
A public library in Alabama has flagged a children's picture book as potentially sexually explicit just because the author's last name is gay. Though, to be fair, the book is titled Gays Porn for Kids.
It wasn't. That wasn't the name of the book, but this is a good joke. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Jake is sitting in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives.
All right. We've got I-10 eastbound starting around the Cracker Barrel before Highway 29. We've got some slowdown there. I'm not seeing a traffic report yet of any accident, but we'll keep an eye on that. That's about all for right now. This traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. If you have any traffic info to report, you can call 262-6111 or text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Oh, I got a couple of people chiming in to explain some of these words. Riz, the one where you, you know, have whatever appeal to people. Charisma. It's a short for that. And simp is short for, where do they have it? Simple-minded, I think, or something like that. Yeah, simp comes simple-minded, like typically used to describe a man who is obviously being used by a woman, but is too simple to see it. He's a simp, so he's devoted to her. Interesting. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I'm learning a lot this morning.
Trying.
I want to thank you for the public service you're providing.
If I can explain your fellow speakers to you, then I think we're doing our job.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. America's top diplomat is in Israel today. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv this morning. He's got a weekend meeting scheduled with leaders in the region. He is expected to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his newly formed war cabinet in the next few days. Rite Aid is filing for bankruptcy. The pharmacy chain filed for Chapter 11 protection on Sunday. They're facing declining sales, a lot of debt, and thousands of lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis. And some of those who lost loved ones in the Parkland school shooting visited the scene of the tragedy here over the weekend. About 200 people walked through the 1200 building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High one last time on Saturday. It's set to be demolished next summer. I can't imagine the feelings.
It's hard to imagine doing it as a person who just like as a news person. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't fathom doing it as like a parent and, just bulldoze it. No, I don't want to know. I don't want to think about it. It's just, I can't imagine they do that, but you know, not judging. I'm just saying for me, I could not imagine looking at the place where you're, nope. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, we're sending another carrier group in. Lloyd Austin on Saturday gave out the information that in addition to having the Gerald Ford on its first deployment to what I must assume is the southern portion of the Eastern Med, we are now sending, as a result of Hezbollah attacking Israel in the north from Lebanon, we are now sending another carrier group into the Eastern Med, which, again, I presume is the North, the Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group, with its attendant boats and ships, and Carrier Air Wing 3. So that would bring, by my count, to 10 the number of United States vessels in the vicinity. So far, watching. But obviously prepared for the possibility that there might be a broader conflict, that somebody might need to be suppressed, and or we hope not, but that, you know, Iran might get involved somehow in this more than they at least allegedly are so far. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. They're getting rid of the DVD section at Best Buy. That's like the big culture shock news today. Is you know, it's not that, you know, Jada Smith and Will had a no prenup because divorce never happens, which, by the way, I actually endorse that approach, because you don't want to bet against your marriage in the beginning of your marriage. But okay, that's not the big news. The big news is that Best Buy, you won't be able to buy DVD, which ironically is not apparently that big a news, because not all that many people do it, so it's more like you feel
local
it than you miss
every
it.
Hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.